We continue with our tafsir of the Noble Quran, and yesterday we looked at the opening verses of Surah At-Tur, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on various natural phenomena, various things around us, and then reminds us of the reality of life in this world and that the punishment of Allah will come to be. We mentioned that Jubair ibn Mut'im, when he heard the verses, it really struck him in the sense that that made him inclined to Islam and eventually accepted Islam. What will happen on the day when the punishment will fall upon man? That is the day that Allah refers to as يَوْمَ تَمُورُ السَّمَاءُ مَوْرًا, the day when the skies will tremble, quivering fiercely. The skies will tremble and quiver and will be torn asunder. وَتَسِيرُ الْجِبَالُ سَيْرًا, and the mountains will move, passing away. The mountains will leave their places and fly like puff or of wool. فَوَيْلُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, so misery to the rejectors on that day. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي خَوْضٍ يَلَبُونَ, who fabricate lies in play and amusement. There is a severe loss and destruction on that day for those who are engrossed in play and amusement, who fabricate various statements and who reject the year after. What will happen on the day? يَوْمَ يُدَعُونَ إِلَىٰ نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَىٰ, the day when they will be forcefully driven into the fire of Jahannam. It will be said to them, هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ, this is that fire which you used to deny. That the angels will disgracefully drag the people of Jahannam towards the fire, and upon reaching there, it will say to them that now you rejected this seat, now what do you have to say about rejecting it? فَالسِّحْرٌ هَذَا أَمَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ, is this magic or do you not see it? When in this world you used to label the prophets as magicians and divine revelation as a project of magic, then at that time it will be, the angel will say to them, is this fire that you see in front of you, with regards to which the prophets already informed you, is this magic? Is this a product of your imagination? Or is it something that you cannot fathom now? Islawha, go into it. Fasbiru aw la tasbiru, it is the same whether you bear it with patience or without patience. Sawa'un alaykum, it's the same. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun, you shall be recompensed, you will be requited for what you used to do. That whether you express anguish, shout out and become anxious, or you just think that I'll be calm and accept it, this is my fate at this point, now I'm just going to accept it, either way it will still be there. This is what will happen, this is what the disbelievers will endure. On the other hand, for the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store lots of good for them. Innal muttaqina fi jannati wa na'im, surely the righteous are in gardens and in bliss. Fakihina bima atahum rabbuhum wa waqahum rabbuhum adhab al jahim, eating the fruit which the sustainer gave to them. The sustainer protected them from the punishment of Jahannam. Those who feared Allah in this world will be totally safe and secure in the year after. Every type of luxury and comfort will be presented to them. It will be said to them, Kulu ashrabu hani am bima kuntum ta'amaloon, eat and drink with relish in recompense for what you used to do. Muttakeen ala sururin masfufa, leaning back on couches, well laid out in rows. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ, and we wed them to the maidens with large eyes. The assemblies of the people of paradise will be such that they will be sitting like kings on thrones facing each other. Everything will be arranged in a very systematic manner. Now here is the next verse, which is a great source of comfort for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعْتُمْ ذُرِّيَّةٌ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ. Those who had conviction, those who believed, and whose children followed them in the path of Iman, we join them to their children and not decrease even an iota of deed for them. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said that, verily Allah elevates the ranks of the believers' children to the ranks of their parents. Even though the children may not deserve the same rank in Jannah as their parents are on, But as a coolness to the eyes of the parents, the children will be brought to the same rank. It's recorded in Tabrani from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas that when a person enters paradise, he will inquire, where's my parents, where's my wife, where's my children, where are they? And we tell that they attained the same level like yours. They are in a lower level of paradise. And the person will say, oh Allah, I worked hard not only for myself but for them also. And Allah will command that they all be kept together with this person on the same rank of paradise. And this certainly is Allah's grace and favor, that He grants the children this blessing because of the righteous deeds of their parents. He also grants His favor to parents on account of their children's making dua for the parents and performing salah and making isale sawab. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, verily Allah shall elevate the grade and the rank of the righteous servant in paradise, who will ask, O Allah, how did I earn this? And Allah will say that through your son or your daughters invoking me to forgive you. Now that is why that dua maghfirat that you make, Rabbi rahamhuma, Rabbi ghfirhuma, that becomes a means of their elevation. And Allah then ends off this by saying, وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, and we will not curtail the reward of any of the deeds. The perfect reward that they will attain will be in place, and because of granting a similar reward to the children, that will not diminish the reward of the parents or the children in any way. Allah will grant everyone a suitable reward, keeping everyone happy. كُلُّمْ رِئِمْ مِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينَ, every person is pledged for what he has earned, meaning that every person will receive what that person has earned. It is also narrated in the hadith, and some of the commentators have mentioned that قَالَتِ الْأَنصَارِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ أَطْبَاءً, that every people have followers. وَإِنَّا قَدْ اتبعناك, and we have followed you. So make dua that Allah make us, make dua that Allah make our followers from amongst us. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allahumma ja'al, that Allah make it such that the followers be amongst them, that those who follow in the good actions, that they will be amongst those whom they are following. And this is really a great source of encouragement for us, that if we endeavor to be like our pious predecessors, Allah will join us up with them. We endeavor to be similar to the Sahaba, Allah will join us up with them. Therefore, in this verse that we discussed today, there's great reward, or there's great encouragement, and there's great motivation in it for us. May Allah grant us the understanding.